Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why UnitedHealthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, welcome to today's edition, why not, of Redmen News. I'm Chris Pajak. This is Ross Chanley, and we're here to talk about all the latest news stories. And as it seems like it's been for a long time now, Timo Werner. But like, instead of Ross releasing all the information at once, they're drip feeding us the information at the moment. So there actually is new stuff to talk about each and every time.
I think it's him who's dripping this thing. You know, I used courted yesterday of like, you know, he's come and get me, please. Liverpool, that's twice he's used it now. And thinking about what you just said there, it's defo him.
Well, Klopp did come out and say, like, it's got to be about the player wanting to join and, you know, fighting for the place and all that type of stuff. And Sport One knows the Reds around Jürgen Klopp, okay, are interested in signing the national striker, but they are not alone. Werner is still considering.
You're boss of bedtime stories, aren't you?
Oh, mate, I make them up. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, the kids... We'll do this at the end of the show. You're here for the news. But remind me and I'll tell you about my epic story that I'm telling them at the moment. Werner's flattered. Sport One knows. I like this. Sport One knows. Werner is particularly flattered by Liverpool advertising. This means more. But also knows about the difficulty of asserting himself in the starting group around Mo Salah, Sadio Mane and Roberto Firmino. Most recently, Werner had publicly praised Liverpool. Liverpool are the best team in the world at the moment. It makes me very proud to be associated with it. It's great, but I know that Liverpool have a lot of good players and I have to improve. I still have a lot to do to learn and to get to the level and play there, he told Norwegian TV station VIA Sport. Exit clause, over €30 million. Only last summer, Werner extended his contract with the Saxons until 2023. But according to Sport One information, so Sport One knows, this contains an exit clause of €30 million plus a guaranteed of performance-related bonus. This is quite interesting because it was like €50 million and it ended in April, and now it's like down to about €25 million quid or €30 million, Ross.
Yep, sound. There's nothing else I can add. We spoke about Werner last week and this week already, but the fact that if this is the case, it would not surprise me. This was already done. But and if you look at the Minamino stuff as well, like, Liverpool find these details out.
Yeah,
like,
Edwards knows. Yeah, Edwards. Michael Edwards knows.
Edwards is Sport One. He's phoned Werner, says, what have you got for me? He's having a release clause, it's €30 million. Bang that in tomorrow's news. Oh, I sound. Edwards has clickbaited the shit out of us.
He's loving it.
Sound? Yeah.
I think we all know that we want Timo Werner.
Yep. But also the knock-on effect of that is, you know, there's other positions that, well, myself, you included, and other fans want to go now to as well. You know, maybe a left-back or, you know, other positions. You've effectively got another €30 million in your bank, in your back pocket, haven't you?
I mean, Timo Werner, for what Lovren cost, or what Wijnaldum or Lallana, roughly what these lads cost, is pretty damn good business, and I think Liverpool should be considering this. One of the things that was brought up on Monday Night Football, and this headline's not quite right, actually, from football365.com, says Liverpool will consider £130 million bid for underappreciated Salah.
Liverpool fans.
Yeah, it's Liverpool fans would consider, and that's what Jamie Carragher was saying on Monday Night Football on Monday in the night when it was the football. This is a bit misleading and I would ignore the headline on this. And what Jamie went on to say, Ross, is that Liverpool fans would consider £130 million. And I class myself as one of those fans, to be honest, that he was talking about. And then he came out with a load of reasons why it would be a stupid thing. And to be honest with you, I can hold my hand up and say, yeah, Jamie, you're right, I'm wrong on this one. But there is still something at the back of my mind that goes, capitalise now!
Yeah, there's two
but
sides.
But he's boss, Mo's boss.
The thing is, there was the question going round on socials, like, if you had to get rid of one of them, who would it be? And like, everyone's got their own opinion, but like, it's a hypothetical question, which like everyone got like dead annoyed about. I was like, I don't want to get rid of any of them. It's not actually happening. My vote doesn't mean that Mo Salah's fucking leaving the football club. But you know, when he backs up with all the stats and how important he is, and I think the other point that he made was he gets levelled at him because he was so prolific in his first season at Liverpool. That's what everyone compares him to. But we know we've seen recently his game's changed. He's adapted. He's much more of a hold up winger, inverted winger now, isn't he? Rather than and creating for other people. Plus the frustrations of Mikey not passing and being selfish and stuff like that. But that's what he was doing the season before. When he was scoring goals, it just wasn't the rubber of the greens not going his way. And why can't you have all those three plus a team of Werner? But I also get the point of, like, if Real Madrid come in and go, well, where's 200 million quid? Like, I think you probably would take it, wouldn't you?
I think the
not 130.
No, I think the thing for me, right, isn't that, like, maybe 130 is too low, actually. Yeah. Unbelievable Mo Salah, unbelievable footballer, one of the top 10 players in world football, class in any positions for me anyway, and world class, absolutely world class. But I think I trust Liverpool that if someone came in with a ridiculous £200 million bid, I trust them to invest that brilliantly. That's the thing. It's the trust thing with Michael Edwards and the team and Jürgen and everybody involved with transfers at the football club.
It's also how it's spun as well. So you just made that, and again, it's hypothetical. And it's like, Liverpool fans want rid of Mo Salah. We don't. It's just...
if.
Yeah, if this was to happen. But, you know, you probably set up for a lot of players at Liverpool.
Let me know what the number is that you would consider. And would you consider it? Or would you just be like, nah, I'm not having it. Mo's here to stay. I love him. It's why I support Liverpool. Let me know in the comments section below. So we'll move on to Melissa Reddy's story before we talk about my bedtime stories. And Melissa Reddy explains why James Milner was absent from Liverpool squad last night. I'm not going to read too much from the story, but I am reading from Empire of the Cop because there's a tweet here. And it says, Milner, slight muscle strain, left out as a precaution.
Sound. Klopp wanted to play him. He said in
did he, yeah?
Yeah, just before the game kicked off, he got asked, you know, why have you picked Naby Keita? He said, well, I kind of wanted James Milner in there, but he's, you know, he's not available. So I think he was talking about Henderson, the role he plays, making sure everyone's doing their job. You get that with James Milner as well. I think, you know, on reflection, you probably, you know, agree with that. Mm. And the fact that, you know, he's the best manager in the world. He knows what he's doing. But, you know, it's just nice to know, because I think he came on towards the end of the Madrid game. And you expect him to start this game. Possibly, yep. But it's fine, for precaution.
Good. So we'll move on. The Mirror have led with Liverpool's Felipe Coutinho clause means Sadio Mane will cost Barcelona £225 million. This is something that we've known about for a long time. This really, it's not new news to me in any way, shape or form.
I thought it had run out.
2021.
Okay.
So there's just a £100 million premium if Barcelona want to sign a Liverpool player. So if they want to sign, I don't know, Karius, instead of the 1 million we'd be asking for, they'd have to pay 101.
Yeah.
Equally, that works with Sadio Mane. If they want to spend 130 million on Mane, 100 million euros or whatever, probably comes out at 225, something like that. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. We're not selling to Barcelona anymore. We're a better football team than them. Leave me your thoughts on that one in the comments section.
Besiktas don't want Karius. That broke in the news yesterday. Should I really put that on the agenda?
Yeah. That's enough. Yeah. Wijnaldum names three clubs he may leave Liverpool for. Do you know the three clubs off the top of your head, Ross?
PSV, Feyenoord and Sparta. I think.
Well done. PSV, yeah. PSV, Feyenoord or Sparta.
Yeah.
There you go. And listen, this contract runs out at the end of the 2021 season, so at the end of next season. It's a really interesting one. This, I remember talking to David Maddock about it actually, and I wonder if that's in this article somewhere. It is. It is understood that the club have not yet offered Wijnaldum a new deal, but the Daily Mirror journalist David Maddock recently told the Red Men TV that he expects the club to offer him a new contract. And I'm standing by that. I was in the room with David when he told the Red Men TV / me that was going to be the case. You can watch that video by clicking the link in there. It's on Team Talk at the moment. He did tell us that. I can confirm that that is actually true. And I do think that Genie will be offered a new contract at Liverpool. What about you?
Why wouldn't you? I think he's shown, and he's one of those players where you can't measure him in normal stats, can you? I think there's frustrations with his performances, and I think someone said yesterday he hasn't assisted in 2 years or something like that.
He literally scored a goal yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's got better, but you know, just what he provides is a bit like Henderson in that energy, and there's certain games where he's, you know, you need that muscle. I think you get that from Gini Wijnaldum. He provides something different, and I think he's only improved since Jurgen Klopp.
Brilliant player and a brilliant system player for me. One final story before we get into the comments. I think it's important that everybody knows this. The final Hillsborough Memorial Service to take place at Anfield will be Wednesday the 15th of April 2020. It's the 31st anniversary of the Hillsborough disaster, and it'll be the final memorial service to be held at Anfield, which will commemorate the lives of the 96 porters who died in the tragedy. I didn't realise that this was going to be the last one until I saw this story. I'm sure maybe it's been advertised somewhere else before and stuff, but I think, you know, I'm just... Look, you can get tickets, they're free. They go on sale on February the 26th at 9 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Free of charge if you want to go and show your respects. I've been to these services before. It's sombre affairs, but really good to, you know, reflect and think about and you know... If you want to go and show your respects, then please do that. As I say, tickets will be available. It'll be the last one to be at Anfield. The really emotional services, and if you're in and around the city on those days and you want to show your respects, then please do, and you can go and do that. And tickets will be available from liverpoolfc.com/tickets. So we'll get into some of the comments now. Tom, we're going to start with the Timo Werner stuff, please. If we get on to that, that would be a good place for us to get started, and then I'll do my story later.
Joey Muddy says, in Mel Reddy's recent article, she seems to think that we will only be interested in transfers between the 30 and 50 million mark this summer. This obviously fits Timo.
Yeah.
I think he might be too cheap now.
Yeah. Just for that bracket, sorry mate, if you're 10 million pound more, we'd have you. I think that's right in the sense of, I think you could probably name our best 11 and you could probably add one or two players that could be in that mix as well. So you don't need to buy someone to replace a starter, which we have done the past season. It's a progression of where this team is at, with the combination of what is the point in spending £80 million on someone who's not going to play for you every week when you've got the likes of...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Werner that you can buy and the youth players underneath that, you know, you can trust and know your system and come through.
Yeah, I mean, look, let's go through that because I find that a really interesting comment. Is there a position in the back five where you would actually want to upgrade? Because I think the one that comes to me is Joe Gomez, but I wouldn't want to upgrade. I think there's better centre-halves out there, but I wouldn't want to upgrade him. I think he's got a fantastic partnership with Virgil and his ceiling's ridiculously high. Like, I genuinely believe Joe Gomez could become the best centre-back in world football. So I wouldn't want to upgrade him. So I'm not upgrading any of the back five of you.
No.
Definitely not Trent, definitely not Robbo, definitely not goalkeeper. I'm not even going to mention the other man that I've not mentioned's name because that's just disrespecting how good he is. So then you're on to the front three. Well, I love the front three and I'm happy with the front three. I think everybody's probably happy with the front three. Then you're on to the midfield. I think we've got the best DM in the world for our system. And then you're on to two more spots in the team. I love the captain. I think he's absolutely superb. I wouldn't be replacing him. I love Gini Wijnaldum and I want him in. Can you get better players than him? Maybe. Can you get better players for us? Maybe not.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. What are you doing here? Where are you going? You know what I mean? I mean, there are people think Pogba's a better midfielder than all the lads in our team, but he's not.
No. No.
So, I mean, like, who else are you talking about here? Like Kevin De Bruyne? Yeah, I'd take Kevin De Bruyne. Absolutely, I'd take him.
You've got to think about the age thing with some of these people, which is the only reason why I think you might do. Which is the case before, we hypothetically said if you're getting rid of the seller, but the only reason you're doing that is because you're buying someone younger who's going to blast you 5 to 8 years. But like, you don't need to fucking do anything. It's fucking lead. It's fucking sound. European and world champions and going to be Premier League champions. I think we're all right.
I think what Mel's probably driving at with that is the 30, 50 billion mark. It's unlikely she thinks that we're going to spend 100 million or 200 million on a player, because they put trust in their own processes nowadays as well, don't they? You know, look, you could get Jadon Sancho, and I think he'd be a brilliant signing for Liverpool, I really do, and you'd have to spend over 100 million quid for him. And I'd like Liverpool to do that. It's not my money. But I also trust that if Liverpool spend 30 on another lad, or 50 on Havertz or something like that, we'll get a tune out of them as well, because that's what type of a football club we are now.
Look at Minamino. Like, 2-3 seasons ago when we bought, like, Andy Robbo, everyone was like, well, what's this lad doing? Now we're buying people for £7.5 million, and no one batted an eyelid, because, like, sound. We trust Michael Edwards, you know, Michael Gordon and Jurgen Klopp to do, whatever they want.
Another one for us, Tom?
Yeah, obviously there's been a lot of discussion about Salah, just even before you mentioned him, talking about him being selfish and blah, blah, blah. A lot of debate in the comments. You asked for a price and what have you. Steph10 said, would consider 180 mil, so many good players to be bought with that. Azak Fever says, Salah is 150 mil. I'd only swap him for a phenomenon. Like, yeah. Mbappe, possibly Sancho, but not even sure on him. But then Linda Stanley says, sell Salah, ? He's smashed every record set by Suarez, Torres, etc. What are people smoking?
It's true.
It doesn't cost to do better as well,
isn't it? It's true. He's amazing. Yeah. And like, I highly recommend obviously, I don't know whether it'll be geo-locked, some of this content and stuff, but Sky Sports Twitter put a big section of Monday Night Football. I think it was about a 5-minute clip. Them talk, Jamie Carragher talking about Mo Salah.
It's on Redman account,
so. There you go. So, you know, I'd imagine it's not geo-locked. Anybody can probably watch that from Monday Night Football. But it is absolutely brilliant, and everyone should have a VPN anyway. So, sort of.
Yeah.
Got another one for us, mate.
Yeah, so talking about Salah and being selfish, Music Man says, we all love Salah, but he needs to be less selfish in the final third. And then David Annon on the other side says, if teams have figured out Salah, how come he scored against West Ham? And he just keeps scoring regardless, doesn't
he? Is it 6-8 for Salah?
Yeah. The thing is, and I've said this before, like, go back a couple of seasons, we had like Lambert, Barini and Balotelli, was it, up front, who didn't create anything. Like, you always bank with Mo Salah, and it's the same for last night as well, being 2-1 down. This team will create chances. He's part of that. Whether he's on the ball or off the ball is irrelevant, because he brings other people into play. Or, you know, one of the things he highlighted in the Monday Night Football was, you know, he gets the ball, there's two people around him. Mm. What's two people occupying him? What's he supposed to do? Mm. Because they haven't worked him out. They just need to know he's fucking amazing, so we'll go and mark him as well. And that leaves, you know, Bobby and Manny free and the two runners from deep.
Even
so.
Think about the disallowed, the offside goal from last night. You know, Trent's in an absolute prick ton of space over on the right-hand side. Why? Where's the forward that's supposed to play there? He's just off. Occupying defenders somewhere else. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a mad one, the Salah thing. I absolutely adore him. I just maybe don't adore him as much as I adore a Mane or a Firmino. But I love him. I still love him. I love him more than I probably love Torres. Maybe about the same, maybe not quite as much as Suarez. I don't know why that is, but, you know, you get enamoured with the players, don't you?
Suarez was a striker as well, wasn't he?
So Salah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's an inverted winger striker, isn't he?
Yeah. He does, he scores the goals, doesn't he? Yeah. Got some more for it, mate?
One on Genie. Stephen Somerville says, having Genie in our squad is crucial. Having him sign a new contract is great for him and providing more assists. There was another comment, I forget the name, sorry, basically just talking about, you can't get the ball off him.
It's impossible. It's never been done. Not in the history of football has Genie Wijnaldum ever lost the ball. Facts. Sport One knows.
Loves scoring headers as well, doesn't he?
Loves it, mate.
Yeah, it reminds me of Barcelona last night.
Loves it.
I think it's right. I think when you spoke to David Maddock, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but it was just the length of the contract because of his age. There's a debate over. I've, like,
he's so hard to replace, isn't he? You know, it's fine if you think of like a Marco Grujic who's away, but then he's then got to come back in the Liverpool system, so he doesn't play for, you know, 2, 3, 4 months potentially, or if he, that's even if he's good enough. But it's happened the depth that we got, and he said it's like, you know, it's four for two places in that, you know, midfield spot, and he can play the six as well. You're going to get injuries. Like, you need people like Gini Manaldo week in, week out.
Yeah, Trig Josh says, Salah is married, Chris. You've got no chance, mate. So am I. So nosy. And probably doesn't care. One more?
I think everyone just wants to hear your bedtime story.
Oh, really? Oh, it's not that good. You know, I've built it up and I'm...
No.
I'll do it. So rather than like read a story every night, sometimes I just make them up. And I find it really good, fun. But I don't really make them up because I'm not that creative a person.
Yeah.
So they've got the two dolls. One's called Phoebe and one called Alexa.
Good name.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
Named good. After yours, kid.
Thanks. Not the thing.
No. So they've got these two dolls. So I take these two dolls and basically insert them into other great stories. So the Phoebe and Alexa went to the Lonely Mountain and defeated the dragon called Smaug recently.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they went over to Mordor to face Sauron.
Right.
And they're basically, I just did the entire like Lord of the Rings films. Oh, okay. and the Hobbit.
Yeah.
And just, it's quite easy. They absolutely adore it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's better for you as well, because when you're reading the same shit week in, week out, it's boring.
Well, better than Spot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't do anything, just lose his fucking mum and finds her again. Yeah. Shit, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Read it 900 times, mate.
Tiger came to tea.
Back
to
back, my mate. God. Yeah. What a greedy tiger.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be annoyed that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, so like the kids, and the great thing is when you're telling them about orcs right before bed, you scare them, which is funny anyway.
It's not like you to do things like that.
No, it's not like me to do that. But also, they go, what does an orc look like? And you get the photos off and you see the pure fear in the face. Like,
good night. Good night.
It's brilliant.
Fucking hell.
So I highly recommend it. Like,
Yeah. I'll think about that. I need to watch Lord of the Rings first, don't I?
You've not watched Lord of the Rings?
No. I haven't got a spare 45 hours in my week to fucking watch them.
You've not had a spare 45 hours since fucking 2001.
Busy man.
Can you believe he's not watched Lord of the Rings?
I haven't either. Or Star Wars.
Oh.
Don't. Or Star Wars.
What's the better trilogy, everyone, in the comments, because I don't care.
You've genuinely not.
No.
But you've eaten marmalade?
Yeah.
Obviously.
And marmite.
Yeah.
Where have we gone from Star Wars to marmalade?
Have you eaten marmalade?
Yeah.
Have you eaten marmalade? Let me know in the comment section below. There were six people in the room the other week, which is why it's there. And only me and Tom actually eaten marmalade. And there was like 20-year-old people. So yeah, oh, take Josh. See if you can get a studio in Anfield, Liverpool FC, love Redmen TV, be easier to interview players, etc. Thank you very much. I'm not sure they're into us in that way. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. We'd have loved that one at one point, but we're quite happy where we are, to be honest. Lord of the Rings is better than Star Wars. Wow, says Zaheen. Linda Stanley says Lord of the Rings. Preetam Bacciara says Star Wars. I am really torn on this.
The best trilogy, Fast and Furious.
No. Is Tokyo Drift part of that trilogy?
Yeah, that's the third one. It's the best one.
No, it's not.
How many is there? It's like nine now.
Tokyo Drift is absolutely
there's like 12
terrible.
No. That's the best one.
It's not.
How many films can you make about racing cars?
Loads, mate.
I've seen cars.
They're not about racing cars anymore. It's Robin Banks and then Double Crossing and all that.
Spoiler alert.
But Tokyo Drift, I know we've had this conversation a few years ago, is not the best Fast and Furious.
It's the best one.
It's number two is the best.
Clive said he used to like me and now he doesn't.
Well, I agree with Clive and I absolutely 100% agree with Clive. On this one.
Why have you never watched Star Wars?
There you go, Nuzo. Tokyo Drift is the best, thank you, mate.
What?
Oh, I've got the comments before you. Oh, no, yeah, Nuzo. Tokyo Drift is the best. There it is.
Star Wars rules the universe of trilogies. I am a massive Star Wars geek, like, massive. Like, I read all the old canon books up until, like, 45 years after Star Wars, the comics, absolutely everything. But I'm a massive Lord of the Rings fan as well. So to pick at the film trilogy is easy. It's Star Wars. There's no question with that. But the bloody Lord of the Rings books, man. And the Star Wars books are The Star Wars books of the films are terrible.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Which did you do first? Did you see the film? Oh my God, it's amazing. And then read the book afterwards?
Obviously.
Yeah. I mean, that's why you think it's, the books are a bit shit, because the films are fucking boss.
Yeah, maybe. I think we're kind of done here. Like, we'll continue this off camera. Thank you very much for watching. Smash that like button. Smash that like button if you think Star Wars is better than Lord of the Rings. Smash that like button if you think Lord of the Rings is better than Star Wars. We'll work out the answers at the end and add them up. And we'll see you next time on Red Menus. So.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.